We got a great guest joining us now here on the phone lines, a tax policy expert with the Heritage Foundation, Preston Brashears. Great to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll start with the kind of the 30,000-foot level view of this thing here. Joe Biden promised that Americans that make under $400,000 would not see their taxes increase if he were elected president. Here we go.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. This is a huge tax. There is nothing in here specifically targeting high-income taxpayers. It's essentially just economy-wide taxes that are going to be felt by every worker and their paycheck. Real wages will go down. It'll only drive prices higher, if anything, as you're forcing businesses to have to spend more on all these regulations, to spend more having to deal with IRS audits and all the compliance that's attached to this. So the idea that this is only a tax on the rich is a completely erroneous. It's absolutely going to hit everybody in the economy.
Yeah, when I first heard about this legislation, it sounded like, they're just doing a tax on corporations. It would be a minimum tax on corporations, and then they would have a bunch of Green New Deal spending. I mean, that was bad enough because we all know who's going to end up paying these corporate taxes. It's either you and me and the typical American consumer anyway. We're the ones that are going to have to pay those increased costs, or the companies will just do what they've done before, which is they'll just flee to another country. But that alone seems to be off mark because it would discourage manufacturing in America, especially microchip manufacturing in America, which is something they just spent, what, $50 billion to try to promote. Now they're throwing these tax hikes out there that would discourage this type of manufacturing.
That's exactly right. And this is maybe a little bit more into the weeds on this, but the way that they're doing this corporate minimum tax is exactly like you said. It's going after manufacturing. It's going after kind of those middle America type jobs that rely on businesses investing in new factories and coal actually ironically is going to be hit pretty hard with this. What they're doing is they're setting this up so that companies now have to compute their taxes in two different ways, and one of them is based off of their book income. And that what that does is it basically makes it so now any investments that you make in capital and new factories and new equipment, that's not deductible when you make those investments. So it's a massive disincentive to investing. It's a massive disincentive to doing manufacturing in the United States, and it's just going to push those jobs overseas.
Wow. So if I were to look at this from a different angle, outside my studio windows right now, I can see three oil refineries that are great job providers. Many of which are union jobs, I'd like to point out to our Democrat friends out there. So they were really financially struggling early on in the pandemic. You know, there was a time when oil prices went into the negative because of what the Russians did and what the Saudis did. And there were a lot of people that were concerned about their jobs, right, or concerned about their investments that they have being employees for those refiners. So let's say now that prices have come back, they may want to invest. They may want to expand. They may want to expand the lifeline of that economic opportunity here in Montana. They would get punished now for doing so under this new Tester Schumer bill.
That's right. Yeah, you're punished if you decide to invest into your business and to invest into your workers. A refinery, that's a perfect example of the type of company that you rely on a lot of capital. You rely on a lot of these investments, and if you're not able, especially in a higher inflation environment, by the way, if you're only able to deduct that over a long period of time, by the time you're able to deduct these expenses, they're not worth as much. And so it's a huge disincentive to invest when we start to impose these convoluted taxes. It's adding overhead to businesses. It's making things more complex. Businesses can spend less and less time actually doing the things that we need them to be doing, which is to actually make stuff and, you know, build things, produce oil, provide services, not spend a bunch of time running around figuring out how to deal with all the new IRS regulations and government regulations.
Preston Brashears has a piece at thedailysignal.com, Manchin, Schumer, Biden taxes. I would add John Tester to it, of course, from a Montana angle. Manchin, Schumer, Biden, Tester taxes would hit both rich and poor Americans. How does this particularly hit working class and middle class? Forget Joe Manchin. What about Joe Schmo? How is Joe Schmo impacted by these tax hikes?
Well, again, I'd describe these tax hikes as essentially economy-wide, and it's just going to be a drag on everything. It's going to drag real wages down. It's not going to do, obviously, what they're saying in terms of prices. If anything, I think that it goes in the other direction where it's going to only add to prices. The way that you're going to see this is there's just going to be less demand for your labor. If you're a worker and businesses can't invest in capital, then they also can't invest in hiring workers, and they're going to pay workers less. And so it's a hidden tax, just like inflation is a hidden tax, but that doesn't mean it's any less real.
Yeah, good point. So here you've got Montanans that are being pummeled by inflation costs across the board, gas prices, other energy costs. They've had to cancel family trips. The food prices, you name it, which all appears to be looking worse heading into next year because the farmers are getting hit right now as well. And yet they want to raise taxes on those same working class, middle income class folks. And they're doing it all in the name of inflation reduction. It's just laughable, as even CNBC pointed out here, because we know that it's not we the people that caused the inflation. It is government spending that drove up this inflation significantly higher in the U.S. than in the broader Western world, and yet they're doubling down on the inflation while they punish Americans with higher interest rates and more taxes.
Yep, they're, down is up, up is down. Inflation Reduction Act is going to do exactly the opposite. And they changed the definition of a recession. So words have very, slippery meanings for those on the left. It's absolutely the opposite. There's nothing in here that's going to reduce inflation. Like you said, we got into this mess by spending too much money. This spends a bunch of money, but then it adds taxes on top of that. And this is the exact wrong approach. We should be cutting spending. We should be cutting taxes. That's what worked in 1981 when Ronald Reagan came into office under a stagflation economy. Inflation was even higher. The Fed was raising interest rates through the roof, and we were in a recession. And we came out of that because Ronald Reagan came in and he deregulated. He cut taxes, and the economy boomed. Inflation came down. This notion that what we need to do to bring down inflation is to tax people more, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's absurd. It's just, once again, punishing the American people for the problems the government created. Preston Brashears, great to have you on the program. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, appreciate it.